Thanks, Jerry and Joe. Jerry will be back with us, of course, on Saturday on the radio. Joe and I, as I mentioned, have that game with the Orioles. And with the Blue Jays having been on the road tonight and yesterday as well, not a lot of regulars coming in. Expect the main squad to be on the field tomorrow. We'll have that game for you on Sportsnet.ca and MLB.com starting at 1 o'clock. R.A. Dickey with Russ Martin behind the plate. And that will pretty much be all we talk about for the first two innings. Phone lines are open. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. And this is very exciting. The first Blue Jays talk of 2005 was 10 years ago. I can't believe I just said 2005. The first Blue Jays talk of 2015 with many, many more to come. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. And we begin our first Blue Jays talk with a guy we're probably going to hear from about 170 times over the course of the year. Eddie in Fort Erie. Eddie, welcome to the program. Congratulations on being the leadoff man.
Thanks, Mike. That's funny. 170 times. I don't know about that. We'll see.
I don't know. I hear you every day on this stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I had a lot of fun last year talking with you, and I look forward to this year.
As do I. What's up, Eddie?
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts about what the Blue Jays might do with Daniel Norris. Do you think they'll do what they did last year with Marcus Stroman, like, you know, put him in the minors for half of the season, call him up, and put him in the rotation? Because I know there are some guys that, you know, that they have, like Estrada, that they might put in the rotation for now and see how he does, and in order to get Norris some time in the minors and then bring him up. Do you think they'll do that just like they did with Stroman?
I don't think that's the plan. I think that if Norris impresses all spring long and throws strikes and his stuff holds and he's got that same late life on his fastball that he had last year in the minor leagues, that he'll be with the big club in the rotation. I don't think, you know, this is a really, really big year for the Blue Jays. It's a big year for Alex Anthopoulos and John Gibbons. Jobs are on the line this year. This is year three since the big deal that made the Blue Jays instant contenders. And I don't think there are going to be any see what he does things happening during the regular season this year. You got to perform in order to stay in the major league. So they're not going to be doing Marco Estrada any favors. If he earns a job in the rotation, then he'll earn a job. But that will only happen if he outperforms both Daniel Norris and Aaron Sanchez this spring. And that's really not terribly likely to happen. I think Estrada starts the year in the bullpen, and I think the Blue Jays want Sanchez to start this year in the bullpen as well, and that means Norris is in the rotation.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the call. We're off to a rip-roaring start on our first Blue Jays. And how nice is it to have baseball back? Oh, we've been online the last couple of days, and it's tough to find us sometimes, and it's during the day. Nighttime, baseball, spring training. Tonight it really feels like we're back, and again, Blue Jays talking it up, just like we'll be doing all season long. Brian is in Saskatoon. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Mike. It's good to hear Jerry, Joe, and you back on the mic this year.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
I wasn't expecting much out of Justin Smoak, but I've been surprisingly surprised about how he's been playing first base so far in this short three-game span. But I've been impressed.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't take anything out of three spring games, and Smoak has only played in two of them. But one of the reasons that he's here is for defense. He doesn't have great range by any means, but he's a big, big body with a huge long reach. And the Blue Jays believe that he can save Jose Reyes a lot of throwing errors, and he can save Josh Donaldson a lot of throwing errors. And both of them, the vast majority of their errors last year, were throwing. We've already seen a few times how that reach of Justin Smoak and the ability to be such a big, huge target has helped out. That and that power bat, those are the two main reasons that he's here.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We don't have to be one and done. I don't know if that's the way, if people are forgetting the Blue Jays talk format, but I like to have conversations. If you want, it doesn't have to, you don't have to ask your question and be gone. If you want to have a conversation, that's fine too. As far as Justin Smoke's potential to make the team goes, well, he's got a hit. Again, very early in spring. There's still 29 games left in spring training before anything matters, and nothing really, you don't really look at performance until they try to get locked in the last couple of weeks. But I think Justin Smoke may be the leader for the time being to win that job, which will be primarily first baseman against right-handed pitching. Edwin Encarnacion, I really think, once the DeAndre Navarro situation gets settled, I think Edwin Encarnacion is going to be the primary designated hitter for the Blue Jays this year, and they would like to have one of Justin Smoke, Derek Barton, or Dion Viciado be the primary first baseman. Now, that's a lot to ask of Viciado defensively, and he's a guy who's never hit right-handed pitching well in the major leagues, but you never know. There might be a there. And maybe he finds his way into a lefty-crushing platoon, hoping that he can recapture his lefty-crushingness of a couple of years ago. But I think Smoke and Barton are the two guys to keep an eye on. Barton, better range. Smoke, better wingspan, I guess, for lack of a better word. Barton's a guy who gets on base, doesn't hit for a lot of power. Smoke's been a guy who has hit for power and hasn't gotten on base. So we shall see. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Justin is in Thornhill. Justin, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Good evening, Mike. Good to talk to you
again.
As always, I'm a big fan of yours. Thank you. I very much enjoy listening to you and enjoy talking to you when I get the chance to do so. My question for you is about Daniel Norris and his chance of making the fifth spot in the rotation this season based on his spring. If not, someone like, let's say, Mike Redmond, based on his
Todd Redmond. Todd Redmond is not a candidate to be in the Blue Jays starting rotation. He has settled into a role as a reliever now. He did that last year. Wasn't a swingman at all last year, and that's what it's going to be. Todd Redmond is going to be in the bullpen. He's one of the seven or maybe eight, hopefully seven, guys that they'll have back there. Daniel Norris's competition for the fifth spot in the rotation really comes down to Aaron Sanchez and Marco Estrada. And I think the Blue Jays want him to win that. And he's going to get every opportunity. He pitched very well tonight. I think the ideal result for the Blue Jays is that Norris gets the fifth spot. Sanchez is a big arm in the back of the bullpen, whether it's as a closer, a co-closer with Brett Cecil, or a seventh and eighth inning guy. And Marco Estrada is in that bullpen as well, and Daniel Norris is in the rotation.
All right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, appreciate it very much, and we'll take more of your calls. It's 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance is 1-888-666-0590. It is Blue Jays Talk, first edition of the year on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
It's okay to love the Blue Jays as long as you always love us more. This is Toronto Blue Jays Baseball on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
You kind of forget about the names on the back of the jersey. You know, if you can execute your stuff and you trust it, then I feel that I can get anybody out.
So overall, pleased with today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good place to start and, you know, begin my progression throughout this season.
That's the voice of Daniel Norris. A little question from me thrown in. Daniel Norris made the start today through 36 pitches, 22 for strikes, and got five outs. Still, there hasn't been a Blue Jay starter this spring to pitch the requisite two innings that has been asked of them in 30 pitches, but that's okay. It's spring training. Norris retired the last four hitters he faced after giving up a leadoff single to Manny Machado in the first and then walking Adam Jones couple of batters later. So an inning and two-thirds, one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. All in all, a very good first day. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. We will continue to take your calls until the end of the Leaf game, and then we will have Leafs Nation post game with, I want to say, Gord Stellick and Mark Osborne, because nobody's told me any different. Gord Stellick and Mark Osborne, we'll be handing it off to them as soon as the Leaf game is over. Leafs currently trailing the Tampa Bay Lightning just up the road from us by a score of 4-1 late in the third period. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let's go to Greg in Oakville, listening on our flagship station. Greg, welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to get some predictions from you for this season. I have three questions to ask you.
Okay, I'll tell you first of all that I'm neither a clairvoyant nor a soothsayer, so my predictions are pretty much guaranteed to be wrong.
Okay, so my first question is, and I'll give you all three. My first one is games played by Santana. My second one is games won by Marcus Stroman. And my third and most important one is how many games will the Jays win this season?
I have no idea. My answers are I have no idea on any of them. I think anyone who thinks that they know is either full of themselves or full of something else. It's going to be very, very difficult for Johan Santana to make his way back. It's going to be a slow process. He's not going to be ready until late April, more than likely. The Blue Jays would love to have a healthy and effective Johan Santana be part of this team, whether it's in the rotation or in the bullpen. I'm certainly pulling for him, but it's been a long time. Shoulders are tough
season?
To come back from. I have no idea. I would say the odds are against it.
Okay, so
but I'd love to see it happen. Pardon?
Okay. So you don't think he probably will not play a game this season for the Toronto Jays?
I will say that I believe the odds are against it, but I would love to see it happen. When you're out of the game for 2 years with a shoulder injury, then it's really, really tough to come back. We've seen that from lots of different people.
As for Marcus Stroman,
wins are not in the control of a pitcher. I mean, we've seen pitchers pitch brilliant games and lose 1-0. We've seen pitchers pitch brilliant games and have the bullpen lose it for them. We've seen pitchers give up 7 runs in 5 innings and manage to get a win. So wins aren't really something a starting pitcher can control. But I think Marcus Stroman has phenomenal stuff. The fact that he added the sinker late last season means that he can get deeper into games and make it less likely that the bullpen is going to mess things up. The more outs a starting pitcher gets, the less you have to rely on the bullpen, very obviously. Sophomore jinxes have happened to better players than he. So, I'm looking for big things for Marcus Stroman, but, I mean, he could win 9 games. He could win 22.
Yeah, to me, the big question mark, and not a lot of people talk about it, is the back end of the rotation after Dickey and after Burley. You know, how is Stroman going to react his second season? Is Hutchinson going to be, you know, what everyone expects? Like that, to me, that's the question marks to see how.
Well, they're young and they're unproven, but what they have is amazing talent and great stuff, and they've had success in the major leagues at a very, very, very young age. So I am extremely confident in Marcus Stroman and in Drew Hutchison. And I think they're both going to have tremendous years, but you never know. I mean, the proof is in that pudding, and the beauty of it is that we get to enjoy that delicious pudding over the course of the next 7 months. Thanks for the call, Greg. As for your Blue Jays win prediction, they had 83 wins last year. I think they're better. They were contenders until the last 2 weeks of the season. I'm looking for a big year. Now, part of that is because I want Alex Anthopoulos to keep his job. I think he has done a phenomenal job as a general manager with what's been under his control. But I think this is a really, really, really good team. But I have thought over the past 20 years that some Blue Jays teams have been really, really, really good. And they haven't done enough. So we shall see. Rodney is in East York. Rodney, welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike. Big fan of the show, man. I've been listening for a couple of years. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah. But what I want to say is I don't really agree with you, you know.
That's okay.
It's, you know, like, we have so many unproven starters, and especially in the starting rotation, we have so many unproven starters. Like, I'm really having concern for this season, you know. Stroman, yeah, he has good stuff, you know. Sanchez, he could make the starting rotation. Norris, he could make it. Hutchinson might make it, but these guys
Hutchinson's
are all
in the rotation. There, no mites okay. about Drew Hutchinson.
Okay, yeah, but there's no guarantee he's gonna, you know, be a solid starter. You know, we don't have
no,
any...
but there's no guarantee about anybody.
Well, Burley's a guarantee. Dickey's a pretty good guarantee, right?
Burley's a guarantee to throw 200 innings and not go on the disabled list. And you know, I thought in 2013 when the trade was made that Mark Burley was going to wind up being the Blue Jays' fifth most effective starter because, well, I thought that Josh Johnson and Brandon Morrow were both going to do very well, and neither of them did. You're right. Stroman and Hutchinson are unproven. Stroman hasn't had a full season in the major leagues yet, and Hutchinson's only had one. But you could make the argument that Marcus Stroman, over the last half of last season when he was in the Blue Jays' rotation, was a top 10 starter in the major leagues. I will take that. 1,000 times out of 1,000 in my starting rotation going into a season. No?
Okay, yeah, no, I would take that too. But that's just the point I wanted to get across, Mike. I look forward to calling in the future. Thanks for having me on, though.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, I have zero doubts about the top four starters in the Blue Jays rotation. In fact, out of Dickey, Burley, Stroman, Hutchinson, the one that I have the most doubts about being able to continue to be a strong performer is Mark Burley. But he does it year in and year out. And if Mark Burley winds up being the Blue Jays' fourth starter, that's fantastic. If he winds up being their fifth starter, even better. But it's true. The track record is not there for Marcus Stroman. But he's a guy I want in the foxhole with me. And I really see big things happening from Drew Hutchinson. Let's not forget that he's only, what, 24? Amazing competitor, fantastic stuff. And boy, did he move to another level last September. Let's see if he can keep it up. Blue Jays lose it 5-0 to the Orioles, so they're 1-2 on the spring, but that doesn't matter. Josh in Toronto, you're up next on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Josh.
I'm thinking of Cecil and McGowan, two guys that greatly benefited from the weighted ball program. I haven't heard about it in a while. I know the Jays locked up the guy responsible for it after Delabar came over. Thinking of Santana, have you heard anything about it lately?
About Santana and the weighted ball program?
Just the weighted ball program in general. I'm thinking of he's got the shoulder injuries. McGowan came back to pitch in the majors after years of shoulder issues.
Yeah, and it helped Delabar a ton. I haven't heard much about it lately. I think Delabar is back on it. He was not, and now he is again. But that's really all... all that I've heard. I'll ask around. I don't know.
I'm just curious
it's
because of Santana and the shoulder injuries. I mean, I know it's probably a little late for him to get on it, but it was all the hype a couple of years ago. And I know Cecil got some velocity back because of it. And like I said, McGowan. So I just
Right. I mean, everyone was talking about it and everyone was raving about it, and now we're not hearing so much about it. And I haven't seen any weighted balls around the clubhouse, but that doesn't mean that they're not there and I'm not in the weight room or anything like that. But I'll ask around. That's a good question. I'll see what I can find out. Thanks, Josh. All right. I appreciate the call. That's going to do it for us, I think. The Maple Leaf game may or may not be over. It's in the dying seconds. So what we'll do is we'll step away quickly and then we'll come back and we'll say goodnight. The Blue Jays lose it 5-0 to the Orioles, a split squad of Orioles, but the good split squad of the Baltimore Orioles. And we'll let you know about tomorrow's action back in Dunedin when we come back. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Scores, stats, all the numbers for the geekiest of sports geeks. Sportsnet.ca. Toronto Blue Jays baseball continues. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Back here in Sarasota, Florida, the Blue Jays lose at 5-0 to a split squad of Baltimore Orioles, and they will be back at it tomorrow afternoon against the Baltimore Orioles. R.A. Dickey and Drew Hutchison are both scheduled to pitch in that game. Dickey will start it, and Hutchison will follow. They're each scheduled to throw two innings. We also get a look at Brett Cecil and Aaron Loop, and another look at Matt West. Mike Wright on the hill for the Orioles. We will have it online. Joe Siddle and I will bring it to you on sportsnet.ca and MLB.com. So find us there. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow from Dunedin.